This is Rabbi Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Sunday, July 15th, 2018. The last Mishnah in Masachas Yevamos, 7th Mishnah, 16th chapter. With this, we will conclude all of Seder Nashim. So if you have stuck it out with me, a tremendous yashar koach. I hope you have enjoyed, and hopefully you will learn with us again next year. But for the final Mishnah. So, Mishnah Zayin. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Shiradati l'Nahardah la'aber Hashana." Right, when I went down to Nahardah, in order to add a month to the year, to do Ibur Hashana, to add a second Adar. The Kathi explains it was a time of decree. The Romans would not let the Jews in Israel do Ibur Hashana, right? They wouldn't let them calculate the years and set the calendar. So he had to go down to Nahardah to do it. So on his way, Matzasi Nehemiah Ish Beit Deli. So he found, right, this guy named Nehemiah. And Amar Ali, right, he said to me, says Rabbi Akiva, Shemati Shem Masin as Aisha Beret Yisrael, Api Eid Echad. Ella Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. Right, this guy Nehemiah said to Rabbi Akiva, I heard that in Israel, they will not let a woman remarry on the testimony of one witness, with the exception of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And everybody else would require two witnesses. Vinu mesilo, cannot dvarim. And I answered Rabbi Akiva, that's true. Right? Indeed, it is true. Those are the facts. Amar li, right, says Nehemiah to Rabbi Akiva, emor lahem mishmi, say, right, when you go back to Israel, tell him from my name. I guess he was somebody famous. They should recognize his name. Atem yodim shahamedina mishubesha begaisos. Right, you should know that the armies are all over the country. Right, that's why he's trying to explain why he's not going himself to share the testimony. Right, he didn't get the entry visa. But when you go back, Rabbi Akiva, tell him from my name, apologize for my absence, and tell him, Mikublani Mirabbi Gamliel Azakein. I have a tradition from the elder Rabbi Gamliel, the old one. Shemastina Sa'isha al Pied Echad. That you do let a woman get remarried based on the testimony of one witness that the husband is gone. Ukshebati Behird Sesi Hadvarim Lifne Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva says, when I went and I went back and I put this before Rabbi Gamliel, not the elder, Samach Lidvarai, right? He was thrilled at the words of Amar, Matzanu Chava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We found a friend for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava who also believes that you can allow a woman to remarry with the testimony of one witness. Mitoch Hadvara Niska Rabbi Gamliel, right? Once they were talking about it, Rabbi Gamliel remembered Shinergu harugim betel arza. The people were killed in a place called Tel Arza. Vehisi Rabbi Gamliel hazaken nishosein al pied echad. He remembered that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Gamliel hazaken the elder Rabbi Gamliel after the people were killed in Tel Arza, that they allowed the women to get remarried based on the testimony of one witness with regard to their status, the living or not living status of their husbands. And it became the chazaka, became the established rule that you do allow a woman to get remarried with based on the testimony of one witness. And it was further established, became common practice. Not only based on one witness, but if one witness tells another witness, we'll take that too. Mipi Eben, Mipi Isha, Mipi Shivcha. From a man who's a servant, from a woman who's a servant. Those are three people generally not accepted as witnesses in a Jewish court. They have to be male and Jewish. Nevertheless, to allow a woman to remarry, we will take the words slash testimony of even people who are disqualified from general regular testimony. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Omrim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua argue, and they say, "Ein masinas ha'isha al pied echad." You do not. You need two witnesses. You can't have one witness, even to allow a woman to remarry. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva himself says, Lo api isha, lo api eva, lo api shifcha, lo api krov. Rabbi Akiva says, can't be a woman, can't be a manservant, can't be a woman servant, can't be relatives. Rabbi Akiva is willing to accept one witness, but it has to be a kosher witness. Can't be somebody who is otherwise disqualified for testimony. Amru lo, they said to him, wait a minute. Right, Ma'isa b'vnei Levi. There was a story with the children of Levi. Shaholchu l'tzoar ir hatmarim. They went to Tzoar, the city of palms. That sounds like an exciting destination. V'chala achad mehem baderech. One of them got sick. V'hebi'uah b'pundak. And they left him in the other. They left this guy in the inn. Right, maybe he could recover. Maybe they could take care of him. All right, and they kept going. They just dumped the guy there and left him. On the way back, they said to the owner of the inn, who the Kahati says was not Jewish, I certainly not qualified to be a witness in Beit Din. Right, where is our friend? So Amra Lahem, mate ukvartiv. Right, she says he died, and I buried him. V'heisiu v'sishto. And they allowed his wife to get remarried. They assumed that they could rely on this testimony of a non-Jewish woman. So Amar Lo, they said back to him, that's not a proof. Right? That would seem to be proof conclusive proof. Amar Lo, they said back, no. Velo tehe, right? Sorry, this is actually the continuation of the argument. Amrulo velotehe kohenes kapundakis, right? You have a Jewish daughter of a kohen, right? Somebody with yichus shouldn't be better than the pundakis. So should at least be equal. If we believe the pundakis, we should believe, right? The innkeeper, we should believe a meyuchas daughter of a kohen. Amr lahem, here's the retort. Lichtehe pundakis ne'emenes. No. Only we'll believe the Kohenes, the daughter of the Kohen, just like in this case, the way we believe the Pundakis. What was it? Why was this case different? Ha Pundakit hotziya lahem maklo v'tamilo v'sefer Torah shehaya b'yado. Right, this woman says, I buried him, he died, and the proof is that I still have his staff, I have his bag, and I have the Sefer Torah that he used to carry. That's, maybe it's circumstantial, but in addition to her words, we have real circumstantial evidence. In that case, she's believed, and in that case, we would believe the Kohenet, but it's not a proof to a case where we don't have any other, circumstantial evidence. The halacha, as it is decided, is lenient in this regard. We do accept the testimony of nearly anybody in order to allow the woman to remarry. With that, we say, Hadran Aleich, Hadran Alach, Masachas Yevamos, Vehadran Alach, Seder Nashim. We have concluded the learning of Yevamos. Right, we actually made it through. We have concluded Seder Nashim. Right, we say, we will return to you. But before we do that, hopefully next year you join me as we learn something else. Shkoach again. A job well done. Hopefully you've enjoyed the learning. And again, please come back next year as we continue learning.